get an update on bringing the last group of South Africans home from Sudan. I'm joined by the director of the humanitarian organization Gift of the Givers, Imtiaz Suleiman. The organization, of course, playing a pivotal role in getting trapped South Africans and other foreign nationals out of the country since fighting began over 2 weeks ago. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us. Yesterday when we spoke, you said that the 22 were still at that port in Egypt, but there has been a development overnight. Are they currently on the move? Tell us where they are.
Good evening, Sally. Yes, they're about to move. At 1:45 or 0:45 our time this morning, they sent me a message to say that they got a message from the Egyptian Foreign Service to say they're allowed to leave on condition that somebody from the South African government comes there to meet them to sign them off. At 4:45, I spoke to our intelligence agents in Cairo, and they said they were not aware of that rule, that they had to come to the port. But I said a similar thing happened at the Cairo border on the first Tuesday with the two buses, and again on Friday with the other bus. So they said, okay, they'll take a flight and go. Later on in the morning, they realized there's no flights today to that area. So the guys, let's just go aside. We have to commend these people from the embassy. They were dedicated, committed, they worked the whole night. They tried everything once I gave them information yesterday that these South Africans are stuck. They took a drive from Cairo to Trafalgar Port, got there late afternoon, 4 o'clock. They had to wait for some time to get a pass to enter the port. And by 6 o'clock, the South Africans were allowed to get onto the bus. They're on their way out, right as I speak to you right now. They're moving to the exit of the port. But there's one more issue left. We've got to get their passports back. And our intelligence services are trying to sort out the passports. Once that happens, they go straight to Cairo Airport and get ready to fly to South Africa.
And any idea on time frames around that?
Well, it depends on the flights. They fly by, I think they should make it for tomorrow's flight, towards the evening. I don't know what time Ethiopian Airlines flies, but they're flying on Ethiopian Airlines from Cairo to Addis and direct to Cape Town.
All right, so within the next 24 hours, likely.
As an aside, we already spoke to the general manager of Ethiopian Airlines to say, please, we know they've changed their tickets twice in the last 3 days because they couldn't get a flight. And he said, look, they will be very accommodating to fit those 22 South Africans to come back to South Africa without any issues.
Oh, that's absolutely wonderful news, and I'm sure they can't wait to get home. Is it absolutely clear now that every South African who is in Sudan who wants to leave has now been assisted?
Yes, except, you know, well, it's just Adam with the two Scottish Terriers who decided to stay. And I said, you know, it's better that he goes to the border himself to explain about the dogs. It's his dogs. Nobody else knows about it. The dogs and him are on the way to Cairo now. Again, about that, I spoke to Ethiopian Airlines. They will give a reduced fee for him. We're still waiting for the fee for the dogs. And he said, look, they will take the dogs. It's not an issue. They can in Joburg, land in Joburg. And Omar Tambo has already cleared the dogs to come into the country. It's just they're waiting for the Egyptian vets to give the clearance for the dogs to leave the country.
So this is what a South African called Adam, did you say?
Yes, Adam Young. It's his dog.
I mean, that's quite wonderful. It's such an incredible story that he's just, he loves his little dog so much. He's absolutely not leaving without him. And I think a lot of us feel that way, that our animals...
Two dogs,
feel that way about our animals. But, of course, you know, that's a sort of a lighter, sweeter moment against this horrific backdrop of what is going on in that region. We're hearing reports that there are, like, potentially 400,000 refugees who could be trying to flee that region and leaving Sudan. Are you still... I mean, yesterday when we spoke, you said you were hearing sporadic updates. Do you have any more information on whether things are potentially going to impact the entire region if refugees flood out of Sudan?
That's going to happen already, inevitably. But the question is, will they get out of Sudan? You know, that's a big question. If they have paperwork, I'm not sure on the border with Chad and going towards Ethiopia and southern Sudan, if they would be a bit more lenient towards people coming out. But on the Egyptian side, definitely, there's an issue. Getting to Port Sudan also doesn't help because you're not bordering any other country. You need to fly out or you need to go out by ship. And again, will another country accept you? So on the Egyptian side, yes, you're going to see thousands of refugees. Right now, only those with paperwork have been allowed. You know, it's with strict control. So the numbers are not big going through, except if you have a proper passport and proper visa, you can go through. The others are stuck there. I'm not sure what's happening on the other borders. No, it also depends how much fighting is in those areas. The fighting is not huge in all the areas.
Yeah.
So there's a possibility that a lot of people will move into rural areas. That's what the Sudanese told us. They will move to rural areas and they'll wait there and see. Like South Africans, some of them who opted to stay behind said they'll just stay in a quiet area and wait for things to settle.
Yeah, well, let's hope it does indeed settle. Thank you so much for that update. We look forward to welcoming those 22 South Africans, also Adam and his two dogs, when they do finally make it back to South Africa. Thank you very much for all your efforts, Director of the humanitarian organization Gift of the Givers, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman. Do stay with us here on SA Tonight.